GCSE Physics Podcast, Moons and Orbital Mechanics. Hello, and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in your OCR physics specification, moons and orbital mechanics. This is topic 8.3, and it's absolutely crucial for understanding how our universe works. Now, when you look up at the night sky and see the moon, you might wonder, why doesn't it just fall down? Why does it stay up there, circling Earth month after month, year after year? Well, by the end of this podcast, you'll not only understand why, but you'll also be able to explain it like a physics examiner would want you to. This topic is worth around 5 to 8 marks in your exam, and it links beautifully with forces, motion, and gravity. So whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this is essential knowledge. Let's get started. First things first, what actually is a moon? In your exam, if you're asked to define a moon, the mark scheme wants you to say this. A moon is a natural satellite that orbits a planet. That's it. One mark. Natural satellite. Orbits a planet. Don't overcomplicate it. But here's where it gets really interesting. The moon isn't just floating up there randomly. It's in a very precise circular orbit around Earth, and there are some incredible physics principles at work. Let's talk about orbital motion. Imagine you're swinging a ball on a string around your head. The ball is moving in a circle, right? Now, here's the key question that trips up so many students. Is the ball accelerating? Your first instinct might be to say no because it's moving at a constant speed. But here's the crucial point that examiners love to test. Acceleration isn't just about changing speed. It's about changing velocity. And velocity is a vector, which means it has both magnitude and direction. So even though the ball is moving at constant speed, its direction is constantly changing. And that means its velocity is changing. And if velocity is changing, there must be acceleration. This is absolutely fundamental to understanding orbital motion, and it's worth at least one mark in most exam questions. Now, what's causing this acceleration? It's the tension in the string pulling the ball toward the center. This inward force is called the centripetal force. Centripetal means center seeking. Without this force, the ball would fly off in a straight line because of Newton's first law. Objects continue in a straight line unless acted upon by a force. The same principle applies to the moon orbiting Earth. But instead of a string, what's providing the centripetal force? It's gravity. The gravitational force between Earth and the moon pulls the moon toward Earth's center, and this provides exactly the centripetal force needed to keep it in orbit. Here's a common mistake that costs students marks. Saying that gravity doesn't act on the moon because it doesn't fall down. Wrong. Gravity is constantly acting on the moon. The moon is falling toward Earth, but because it's also moving sideways so fast, it keeps missing Earth. It's in a continuous state of free fall. That's what an orbit is, falling and missing at the same time. Now let's talk about the relationship between orbital radius and orbital speed. This is a higher tier concept, but foundation students should understand the basic idea too. There's a beautiful equation that links these. V equals 2 pi r divided by t. That's the orbital speed equals 2 times pi times the orbital radius divided by the orbital period. Let me break that down. V is the orbital speed in meters per second. R is the orbital radius, the distance from the center of the planet to the satellite. And T is the period, the time it takes to complete one full orbit, measured in seconds. Here's the key relationship that examiners love to test. If the orbital radius decreases, the orbital speed must increase to maintain a stable orbit. Think about it. Satellites closer to Earth orbit much faster than satellites farther away. The International Space Station, which orbits quite close to Earth, completes an orbit in about 90 minutes. But the Moon, which is much farther away, takes 27.3 days. This inverse relationship is crucial. Smaller radius means faster speed. Larger radius means slower speed. If you can remember that, you'll pick up easy marks in prediction questions. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic appears in both foundation and higher papers, but the depth of explanation required is different. Common mistake number one, confusing speed and velocity. In a circular orbit, speed is constant, but velocity is not constant because direction is changing. Always say velocity is a vector to justify why there's acceleration even with constant speed. That phrase alone can earn you a mark. Common mistake number two, thinking centripetal force is a separate force. It's not. It's just the name we give to the resultant force acting toward the center. For a moon orbiting a planet, the centripetal force is the gravitational force. Don't invent extra forces. Common mistake number 3, mixing up period of orbit with period of rotation. The moon's orbital period is how long it takes to go around Earth, about 27.3 days. Its rotational period is how long it takes to spin once on its axis, which happens to also be 27.3 days. That's why we always see the same face of the moon. But these are different concepts, so be clear which one you're talking about. When you see the command word explain in a question about orbital motion, you must use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the moon is accelerating because its velocity is changing because its direction is changing, even though its speed is constant. That's how you build up marks. For calculations using V equals 2 pi r over t, always check your units. Radius must be in meters, period must be in seconds, and your answer will be in meters per second. If the question gives you the period in hours or days, convert it to seconds first. That's a common place to lose marks. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is a moon? 5 seconds. Answer. A natural satellite that orbits a planet. Question 2. What provides the centripetal force for a moon's orbit? 5 seconds. Answer. Gravitational force or gravity. Question 3. In a circular orbit, is speed constant or changing? 5 seconds. Answer. Constant. Question 4. In a circular orbit, is velocity constant or changing? 5 seconds. Answer. Changing because direction is changing. Question 5. If orbital radius decreases, does orbital speed increase or decrease? 5 seconds. Answer. Increase. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered what a moon is, why it stays in orbit, the role of gravitational force as the centripetal force, the difference between speed and velocity in circular motion, and the relationship between orbital radius and orbital speed. Remember these key points for your exam. A moon is a natural satellite. Velocity is a vector, so changing direction means changing velocity, which means acceleration. Gravitational force provides the centripetal force, and smaller orbital radius means faster orbital speed. This topic connects to so many other areas: Newton's laws, forces, gravity, and even energy. Make sure you understand how it all fits together, because examiners love synoptic questions that test multiple topics at once. Practice those exam-style questions. Use the formula V equals 2 pi r over t confidently, and always explain your reasoning clearly. You've got this. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep studying, keep questioning, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your exams!